Russell back to throw. Ryan
Clark. It is good.
Down towards Ryan Clark by Tyrone Tom Brady. And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions.
Welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Bob Sosi, continuing our 2001 retrospective, looking back at the Pats' march to Super Bowl 36. And their triumph over the St. Louis Rams. Of course, the week before, Mike Reese, Brian Morey, Ron Borges, and Tom Curran, the Pats had to get by Pittsburgh on the road in the AFC Championship. Mike, Tom Brady starts it, but Drew Bledsoe finishes.
And maybe the thing that stands out to me more than anything, the image, was Bledsoe going into the huddle, you know, jogging off the sideline for the first time, and you almost saw, like, glossy eyes, like the emotion of the moment. I remember that vividly, watching him and thinking to myself, geez, we always respect these players for being so stoic and you know, nothing affects them. But I thought, to me, that was part of what I respected so much about Drew Bledsoe. He was real. He was human. And the emotion of the moment, to me, was tangible right there watching him.
And I would say, we talk about how he responded to not getting the job back. Well, I think he stayed ready to go. I mean, he came in that game and was sharp right out of the gate. Now, he didn't play great for the entire game. And also had a similar hit on the sideline on a scramble play. It was a defensive back, thank God, that hit him. But it was almost reminiscent of that Jets game.
Yeah, well, I remember the run and thinking to myself, well, here we go again.
Right.
What are you doing? But you're right. I mean, and for a guy like Bledsoe, who was always on the opposite end of that, he was the freshman in high school who took the job away from the senior quarterback. He was the freshman at Washington State. You know, he was the guy who saved the franchise here. Now, all of a sudden, he's the guy coming off the bench, an experience he never really had any idea what that is. And now he knew, and he and I have talked about this, now for the first time in his life, he knew what it was like to not be the guy, to be the guy sitting month after month and going to meetings and acting and getting prepared for a game you know you're not going to get into. And he had a lot more respect after that for backup players than he had before.
When you look at Bledsoe coming into the game, there were so many interesting things that happened. First, the hit on the sideline, followed by the throw to David Patton, which is reminiscent of what would happen the next week with Tom Brady. But I think if you also look at it, it was a referendum on the things that Drew Bledsoe didn't do well as well, because they survived his performance. But I'll tell you what else. They survived because of the other things that happened during that game, the special teams, et cetera. Go ahead, B.
I was going to say, the key throw in that game after that initial series for him, to me, they were buried deep back in their own end. And the crowd was getting loud. The Steelers were coming back in the game. They faced a third down situation. And he actually dropped back, and I think it was Troy Brown going across. He stepped this way and threw it this way and dropped it right over a linebacker for a first down. That kept the clock moving. That got them out of harm's way. They ended up punting on that possession. But it was a huge play because it kept the clock moving and got them out of deep in their own end and changed field position.
I think it's revisionist history and romanticizing to allege that Drew Bledsoe made a triumphant return and saved the Patriots' bacon that day. And what people wanted to be a storyline. I remember sitting on a bus leaving the stadium and John Clayton from ESPN saying to Kevin Mannix from the Herald, "So, Kevy, there's a quarterback controversy now." Mannix looks at me and goes, "Are you out of your mind? Have you watched the last 13 weeks?" I found it interesting because it wasn't to be so, but there still ensued a controversy, or at least a conversation, about who should start the Super Bowl. But I'm getting too far down the road. We got to get into the game itself, I would think, too.
And Tom mentioned the other things that happened in special teams. Among those other things was a field goal block, and Troy Brown returns it part of the way before he laterals to Antoine Harris.
Yeah, I thought that was reflective of something that the Patriots have sort of prioritized under Belichick, just the special teams aspect of the game. When we were analyzing the game going into it, how many of us talked about special teams? And they really felt like they had an advantage in that aspect of the game against the Steelers, and it certainly showed up in that game. I just, going back to Bledsoe, what I remember is a lot of respect for him being ready to go and come in, but I would call it a high wire act. Like almost every throw, wondered, like, wait, is this going to be the one that, you know, because the margin for error there for a while, you know, it was not a lot there.
I mean, to come in, he's not going to go 18 for 21 either, so maybe I'm just being a dink.
You are being a tough environment.
You are being a dink, but that's all right. look, I mean, Tom's right about one thing. It was sort of the essence of why he was not going to be the quarterback long term. So if you're the coach, you really don't want your blood pressure going 66, 192, 64, 212, you know, and that was life with Drew.
We will continue our discussion of the 2001 Patriots throughout the season. Stay with Patriots.com as we celebrate the 15-year anniversary of the Super Bowl 36 champs.